This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday highlighted that India's Nari Shakti is setting examples across sectors and actively participating in the resolution of a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. He noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi visited Forward Post in the Garhwal region yesterday to review the operational and administrative readiness of forces deployed in forward areas of Garhwal, Uttarakhand. During his visit, the Chief of the Army Staff interacted with troops guarding the frontiers and commended them for their unwavering dedication, resilience, and professionalism. He emphasized the importance of maintaining high standards of operational preparedness and constant vigilance. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Delhi yesterday after successfully concluding its visit to Germany. The delegation carried forward India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Talking to media after returning from the visit, Mr. Prasad said his delegation visited France, Italy, Denmark, England, Brussels and Germany, and the foreign nations condemned the Pehelgam terror attack.
हर जगह संसद के वरिष्ठ लोग मंत्रीगण थिंक टैंक मीडिया और भारतीय कम्युनिटी से बातचीत हुई भारत के प्रति पहलगाम के बर्बर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ बहुत गुस्सा है और सबों ने कंडेम किया
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on a 7-day official visit to France, European Union and Belgium. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his counterpart, Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Noël Barrot. He will also engage with the senior leadership of France and interact with think tanks and media. Dr. Jaishankar would also participate in the inaugural Mediterranean Raisina Dialogue. As part of the International Day of Yoga celebrations, the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, is set to host a special 3-day Iyengar Yoga workshop under the inclusive theme Yoga Samavesh beginning today. The workshop will run daily from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Indian time until Wednesday, led by renowned Iyengar Yoga teacher Amit Sharma from Life Yoga Center. The sessions will focus on precise body alignment techniques and enhancing mental wellness, hallmarks of the Iyengar tradition. The workshop is open to AIIA affiliated scholars and yoga enthusiasts. Interested participants may register by emailing Dr. Ram Avtar Sharma at dr.rsharma@aiia.gov.in. The prestigious Axiom 4 EX mission is scheduled to be launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center tomorrow at 5:52 p.m. IST. This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station ISS for a 14-day specific mission in low Earth orbit LEO. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz pulled off a remarkable comeback to defend his French Open title, defeating world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy in a jaw-dropping 5-set epic last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.